I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 For the last Sunday of Advent and the end of our reflection series, we are still reading from the book Radical Generosity by M.J. Ryan, a portion of the chapter All True Giving is Loving. This young man discovered that to truly give, you must know what is wanted. To know that, you must form a relationship with the other. You have to love them. Love is merely the willingness to know the other person as he or she truly is, and then offering yourself as you truly are. In love, we look outside ourselves at the other and want the best for them. In love, we feel our hearts swell as we seek to bring happiness or peace or comfort to the other. What is true giving except these very things? In order to truly give, we need to actually see the people we are reaching out to. We need to understand that, just like us, they want to be happy. We need to recognize that, just like us, they are suffering. And from this awareness, our loving compassion is born. When we remember that giving is loving, we are able to be more accurate in our giving. When we experience giving as loving, we feel the joy that our generous actions can bring. Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel according to John. We are reading from the NRSV translation. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask Him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us to live generously. Amen.
So welcome. I'm happy. Nung kumakanta kanina yung MCC Toronto, I don't know, there was a sudden, parang na-emo-emo ko kanina, and I just felt, nagkaroon ako parang, I'm happy. I'm happy to be here today. I'm happy that we are having this Christmas service physically. Last year wala, di ba? Online lang tayo last year, no? December last year. Tapos ang nanalo sa Christmas service yata last year si Kuya Mike. Yan, si Kuya Mike na naman naalala ko. Sa Gay Lotto, no, 'di ba, last year. Okay, so our reflection series ng December or ng Advent is about radical generosity. So magpapa-quiz ako, nakinig ba kayo? Char. Pinakinggan nyo ba ang reflection series natin? And yung reflection series natin ay guided by the same book, same title of the book na ano, Radical Generosity by M.J. Ryan. And I also quoted a few things sa isa pang libro na ano, titled If God is Love by Philip Gully and James Mulholland. Actually, hindi ko pa tapos yung librong yun eh, If God is Love. And for this Sunday, this is the last Sunday ng ating reflection series. Of course, pagdating ng January, iba na ang ating sermon or reflection series. For this Sunday, ang pag-uusapan natin ay ano, giving is loving. Ang pagbibigay ay pagmamahal. Walang pagmamahal na hindi mapagbigay. At lahat ng pagbibigay ay dapat ibinubunga ng pagmamahal. So for the first Sunday of Advent, yung unang reflection natin, konting summary lang, no? Yung unang Sunday, nung November 28, ang reflection natin is giving is living. Ang buhay ay likas na pagbibigay. That we are all part of the cycle and flow of life and blessing, no? Isang cycle ang pagpapala. Whether we are aware of it or we are intentional of it or not. Nothing that we ever do or own are truly ours. What we have flowed to us, even those that we think we put our hard work to. No? Ang lahat ay mga bagay na dumadaan lang sa atin, kahit yung mga bagay na tingin natin ay pinaghirapan natin. In turn, we naturally dispense our resources and services whether we are aware or intentional of them or not. Or even when we withhold them. Hindi rin tayo aware na tayo rin, kahit na hindi natin intention, hindi tayo aware, tayo rin actually natural na nagbabahagi din sa ibang tao. Even if we are not intentional of it. For example, sa isang company, hindi mag-e-exist yung company or hindi mag-ooperate yung company kung wala yung bawat isang nandun. So, the blessing, the resources of that, yung kita nung company na yon, lahat doon may ginagampanan para lahat ay kumita. Diba? So, blessing is a cycle. It is a cycle. Generosity is a cycle. At the same time, part of the reflection is to recognize and reclaim that generosity includes you. Kasama ka sa generosity. It includes you. Sometimes kasi iniisip natin, pag sinabi mo generosity, ano yung ibinibigay natin? Ano yung ibinibahagi natin? Pero part of the lesson back in first Sunday of ano is that kasama tayo doon. Hindi pwedeng generous ka sa iba, pero hindi ka generous sa iyong sarili. So generosity includes you. You have a place and a role in the cycle of generosity. You are as much of a receiver of blessings as you should be a giver of blessing. When you become aware of this, you cannot not be both grateful and generous. The second Sunday of Advent, pangalawang Sunday, our reflection naman, ano yun, di ba? Ayun yung nag-retreat tayo, nag-retreat yung mga leaders. No? At sabi ko kay Jack, i-play yung reflection nun. Plinay niya, pero si Sean nakikipaglaban sa ano. Nakikipaglaban dun sa sound system. No? Tapos sino pa ba yun? Yung ano, habang nakikinig tayo doon. No? On the way, ano na kami, pabalik na. On the way home. At yung lesson at that time was, minsan kailangan mong hindi magbigay. Kailangan, what are the reasons and situations na kailangan mong hindi magbigay as a way of giving? No? Giving back the dignity of others. Yung hindi sila palaasa o umaasa sa iyo. Giving back their dignity, giving back their power. Helping others to be dependent. Independent. And the third Sunday naman, last week, we talked about the joy of giving. Ang galak ng pagbibigay. And according to the little girl that MJ Ryan quotes, we become bigger. We become bigger when we share and give ourselves to others. We are not only emotionally happy, but we discover a state and a mindset of joy when we have purpose and meaning. And when this purpose and meaning are discerned, lived, and practiced, and experienced with others in community. After all, there is really no way, walang paraan to practice generosity nor experience true joy if you do not practice and experience them by a shared life and a shared journey with others. No, walang hindi pwede ang generosity na walang ibang tao. Generosity and joy, ligaya, is only experience and practice when we share our lives, when we are with each other. So yan ang ating reflection for the past 3 Sundays. And for today, as I've said, giving is loving. Ang pagbibigay ay pagmamahal. Both giving and loving are choices we make. Isa siyang desisyon. Kasi pwede kang hindi magbigay. Pwede kang hindi magmahal. Ang pagiging bukas palad at ang pagmamahal ay parehong desisyon. At minsan na rin nating naririnig at nababasa sa mga memes sa Facebook or sa Instagram na ang ligaya, ang galak ay choice din. Happiness, sabi na, ano yung kasabihin? Happiness is also a choice. Choice yan, hindi yan pinipwersa. Although, of course, paminsan-minsan, may konting push, may konting tulak, may konting nudge, or even a form of training towards loving and giving. Because, hindi naman palaging happy ang pagmamahal at pagbibigay. There comes a time that to love and to give requires effort, understanding, and even letting go. But that is a reflection for another time. Loving and giving are choices we make. Desisyong ating pinipiling gawin at gampanan because to love and give means to form relationships. And MJ Ryan says, dun sa binasa ni Stanley, and I quote, "Love is merely the willingness to know the other person as he or she truly is. And then, offering yourself as you truly are." To know someone is a choice. Kung gusto mo kilalanin ng isang tao at gusto mo makipagrelasyon sa kanya, pagkakipagkaibigan, yan ay isang choice. And then in turn, to offer yourself, sabi ni MJ Ryan, to offer yourself is also a choice. And in the words of our brother Jack, it is an investment. And like all choices and investments, you really do not know, hindi natin alam, hindi nyo alam, if they will want to know you back or not, or hanggang saan lang kayong gustong kilalanin. Pero meron bang pagmamahal na hindi kinikilala at hindi nakikipag-ugnay? Meron ba? Meron bang pagmamahal na hindi magkakakilala at hindi nag-uugnayan? Paano ka magmamahal at paano ka mamahalin kung walang pagkakakilanlan? At usong-uso nga sa YouTube yan eh, yung mga video ng getting to know your wife, getting to know your husband. How much do they really know each other? Di ba yung mga videos na ganyan? Maski yung may nakita na rin ako niya LGBT couples, no? Yung may lie detector test pa, di ba? Sa kayo si artista ng gaya sa pelikula, may ganyan silang dalawa ni sino to, si Paolo saka si Ian Pangilinan. Ano pa? Gusto ko talaga sila magkatuluyan. Saka magkapilido na eh, di ba? So mayroong ganyan, no? Pagkakakilanlan. Kung tayo'y nagmamahal at nagbibigay, kailangan may pagkakakilanlan. Sa generosity, paano ka magbibigay kung hindi mo lubusang alam kung ano yung ibibigay? Dahil hindi mo rin naman lubos na kilala yung iyong pinagbibigyan. Last week, sabi ko rin, ano, yung sa reflection last week, no? Sabi ko rin, you cannot be generous. You cannot not be. Hindi pwedeng hindi ka maging generous dito sa Open Table. Kung pipiliin mo ang Open Table, if you choose to live, love, and serve in this church community, it is only love and generosity. The choice of individual volunteers, supporters, friends, and leaders that keeps this church community alive. It is our choice to know and love each other at iba pang mga dumarating sa MCC over the years. Choice natin yun. Commitment natin yun. And it is not the kind of... Ano to? And it is our choice to know and love each other at iba pang mga dumarating sa MCC over the years. To love each other. And it is not the kind of mashy-mashy love. Although, we do have that sometimes, yung mga mashy-mashy love. But rather, the love that is mostly based on the difficult choice and commitment to stand by each other and the LGBTQI plus community, no matter what happens, and even despite of our own selves. To love people by knowing and retelling their stories is part of our mission of safe space, of proclaiming God's love and justice work. It is a choice we make every single day, every single week, and every single month. Sometimes we do fail. Tayo na nandito sa Open Table. Sometimes we do fail and make mistakes on disregard, as with any relationships. Wala namang relationship na always happy 100% of the time. Sometimes we also get disappointed and frustrated when our choice and effort to love are not the same choice and effort of those we tried our best to love. Diba? Minsan nadidisappoint din tayo, nafa-frustrate tayo. Isang marigting at malalim na desisyon na magmahal ang ating ginagawa dito sa Open Table. Even if it doesn't feel that way all the time. Isang marigting na choice na magmahal araw-araw, linggo-linggo, nang hindi natin nare-realize, 15 years na tayo. Nang hindi natin nare-realize, magdadalawang taon na tayo dito sa pandemic. At naririto pa rin tayo. It is also a loving choice for Resurrection MCC. Thank you, Resurrection. Resurrection MCC and other friends in other countries to continue to share their resources with us. Ating pinipiling magmahal at magbigay sa kabila ng mga pagsubok at maski ng ating mga sariling kabwisitan. Pinipili pa rin natin magmahal. At pag tayo ay nasaktan sa ating pagmamahal, o sa ating kabutihang ipinamalas, tayo ay maging matalino at matuto sa ating pagmamahal. Hindi maging madamot at mapagtanim ng galit. Diba? Yung iba kasi, nagmahal sila, naging generous sila, pero ending, niloko lang pala sila dun sa pagiging... Kumbaga yung, para makuha yung kabutihan nila, dinaan sa panluloko. Marang may ganyan, di ba? Naranasan ko yan eh, sa Yellow Room. may ni-refer sa akin si Yel na tatay daw, nakwento ko na yata dati, isang tatay na may anak na nasa ICU, na ipupull daw yung trigger, ipupull yung ano, may decision siya to pull the plug, life support. So minute ko sa yellow room, dalawa lang kami doon, nagkwento siya about, sabi daw sa kanya ng pare, kinikitil niya daw, kikitlin, ano ito, parang imu-murder niya yung anak niya pag pinull niya yung trigger tuloy, pag pinull niya yung life support. So ang dami, haba-haba ng kwento ni kuya. At ang sabi lang naman kasi sa akin ni Yel, kailangan lang daw ng advice, ng may makikinig. Hindi naman kailangan ng tulong. Ay di tapos ko na pakinggan, tapos ko na bigyan ng advice. Yung pala, kailangan ng tulong na pinansyal. So ako naman, di binigyan ko. At the same time pala, ang sabi niya, base doon sa kwento niya, kung pwede daw bang akong kasama niya pag inano niya na yung ano, life support. Hinila niya na yung life support pag nag-decide na daw siya. Okay, sige, sasamahan kita, ganyan-ganyan. And then later on, nakaramdam nga ako na kailangan ng financial nito. Hanggang sa nagsabi na siya, kailangan daw ng financial. Tapos, binigay niya sa akin number niya. Dito daw sa ganitong ospital, cancer center, sa may Malacanang. Sabing ganyan. Ano to? 2013 nangyari. Sorry. So, sometimes, MCC, we feel frustrated. And kahit hindi naman sa MCC, sa mga personal nating buhay, may mga karanasan o may mararanasan tayo. Mai-scam ang ating kabutihan, ang ating pagmamahal. And we have the choice to whether matuto mula dun sa karanasan ng pagkakascam sa atin, nung sinaktan tayo o ginamit yung ating kabutihan, we can learn from that to love better. Or for other people, yun ba ay gagawin kang madamot na? Madamot na at hindi na nagtitiwala sa iba. Pag tayo ay nasaktan sa ating pagmamahal o ating kabutihang pinamalas, tayo ay maging matalino at matuto sa ating pagmamahal, hindi maging madamot o mapagtanim ng galit. In the first place, kung magiging madamot ka after mo masaktan, it only means either hindi ka talaga nagmahal or hindi ka natuto sa mabuting paraan. Not bitter. You must love better, not bitter. Ituloy natin ang ating pagmamahal sa ating kapwa LGBT sa pagbibigay ng ating oras, panahon, emotional investment, physical energy, pangunawa. At tulad nung sinabi ko nung first Sunday, ang pinakamahirap na ibigay sa lahat na patuloy natin pinagsusumika pang ibigay o matutunang ibigay ang pagpapatawad. Part ng generosity ang pagpapatawad. Sabi nga nila, you can never go wrong with love. True love. Even if you get hurt or uncomfortable from time to time. In the words of Paul, Apostle Paul, love that is kind, patient, persevering, slow to anger, love that is gracious and truly generous, love that endures, love that is a choice, not a feeling, love that is a choice. Kaya nga ito rin ang kabuuan ng buhay, kwento, kautusan at buong pagkatao at pagka-Diyos ni Kristo. Pag-ibig. God is love. Ang Diyos ay pag-ibig, says the first letter of John chapter 4, verse 16. Pag-ibig na ibinibigay ang sarili para sa iba. Pag-ibig na nagnanais na makilala at makarelasyon ang kapwa. Loving is giving. Giving should always be the fruit and expression of loving. Magpapasko na naman, at alam na natin ito, na ang Pasko ay tungkol sa Diyos na pinili tayong makasama at lubos na makilala sa pamamagitan ng pagkakatawang tao. God made a choice, and God chose to become human through the body of a peasant woman named Mary. And take note, my consent. Iisip ko yung, ano yan, sermon, bagong sermon series yan, Consent in the Bible. Later on, gagawin ko yan. Nang nagkatawang tao ang Diyos sa sinapupunan ni Maria, pumili ang Diyos at pinili niya tayo. And choice din ni Mary to say yes. To give Mary's consent. MJ Ryan says in our reading, sa ating sa binasa ni Stanley, we need to understand that just like us, they want to be happy. We need to recognize that just like us, they are suffering. And from this awareness, our loving compassion is born. End of quote. These words of MJ Ryan is how God wanted to know our happiness and our suffering. To know our pains and our joys, our hopes and our dreams. God wanted to know us. Gusto tayong makilala ng Diyos. At mahalin tayo by becoming one of us. Not something that God just heard. Hindi isang bagay na narinig lang ng Diyos sa mga panalangin or nakita ng Diyos mula sa malayo sa kanyang trono. God chose to love and know by living our joys, living our joys, our lives, and our struggles. And on the night before he was to fully give and empty himself out of love, he commanded those who wished to continue to follow him to choose love and with love to give themselves for one another. Sabi ni Jesus, "This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know, sa pamamagitan nito, makikilala kayong mga tagasunod ko if you have love for one another. There is no greater love, walang hihigit na pag-ibig, than to give one's life for friends. I call you as my friends, if you love one another." So ikaw kapatid, do you choose to be a friend and follower of Jesus? Pinipili mo bang maging kaibigan at tagasunod ni Jesus? Nagmamahal ka ba, kapatid? Gusto mo bang magmahal ngayong Pasko? Gusto mo bang humabol pa sa Pasko? Gusto mo bang magmahal sa Pasko at gusto mo bang mahalin ka ngayong Pasko? Piliin mong magmahal sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay ng iyong sarili para sa iba. Tulad ng sinasabi mong iyong pinipiling at pinagsusumikapang sundan. You do not lose anything by loving and being generous. Life is a cycle of flowing blessings which you and me are a part of. All of us are a part of. The force that keeps the cycle turning, the force that keeps the cycle turning and flowing in our lives is the decision and the effort to love and to give. As you are about to end 2021 and begin the new year of 2022, may you appreciate the generosity that flowed to you and in your circle this past 2021, despite the pandemic. May you choose to live healthier, love bigger, and give better in 2022 and beyond. At para sa atin na mga MCC, ipagpatuloy natin ang ating pagmamahal na kailangan nating pag-alabin muli. Ipagpatuloy natin ang ating pagmamahal na ating kailangan pag-alabin muli. Ipagpatuloy natin ang ating pagbibigay ng ating mga sarili, oras at pagod para sa iba pang mga LGBT na kailangang marinig at matanggap ang pagmamahal ng Diyos. At MCC ka man o hindi, saan ka man nagsisimba o hindi ka nagsisimba o hindi ka naniniwala sa Diyos o anuman ang pinaniniwalaan nyo, ang punto lang ng ating buhay ay patuloy nating piliing magmahal at maging bukas puso at bukas palad sa ating kapwa sa darating na taon and always. In the name of the one who chose to love us by becoming one of us, Jesus of Nazareth, ang Kristo at Emmanuel na ating sinasampalatayanan at sinusundan. Amen.